Blog Talk Radio.
Let our worship ride tonight, God. We'll pour our love on you. Break open our box. Give you everything. From here to there, worship is filling the atmosphere, both now and then. Songs of your love will never end. All day and night, and we bow down, our praise will rise inside.
Oh,
worship rise like a sweet perfume.
God sings over us tonight, and he said that I'll pour my love. May feel alone, but watch me, watch me, watch me pour my love. Oh Lord, open up and let me in. I'll pour my love. Open the windows of heaven, now pour my love like a river. The well that never runs dry, now pour my love. I fill every void, have my city.
We give you all. and you are Alpha and Omega.
You are
He felt such pain. Some spoke in anger, heard folks whisper, there's no place here for kind. Still on she came, through the shame that flushed her face, until at last she knelt before his feet. And though she spoke no words, everything she said to her, as she poured her love for the master from her box of alabaster, died come to pour my praise on him like oil from Mary. Don't be angry if I wash your feet with my tears and I dry them with my hair. You weren't there. To the sin that had me bound. I spent my days, poured my life without measure into a little treasure box I thought I found. Until the day when Jesus came to me and healed my with the wonder of his touch. So now I'm giving back to him all the praise he's worthy of. I've been forgiven, and that's why I love him so much. And I've come to pour my praise on him like don't be angry if I wash his feet with my tears and dry them with my hair. You are there the night Jesus found me. You did not feel what I felt when he wrapped his loving arms around me.
Good evening, salutations, happy hot Sunday, how's everybody doing? Welcome to the Inspiration Factory, the offering of Epiphany, the For Real Entertainment Network. Tonight you're joined by your humble host, myself, Paul Sampson, a.k.a. Divine Inspiration, and my partner in praise, Van Meadows, a.k.a. Poetic. Van, What's going on with you, my brother?
Hey, what's going on, Paul? How you feeling tonight?
Hey, I'm not bad at all. I'm sitting out here on the porch. I got the grill going. I got the fire pit going. I'm sitting out here with a bud and a beer.
Pretty good. Alrighty.
Good night.
Sounds good.
And it's no longer 90 degrees. Jeez.
I wish that were the case.
90 plus. We've had 90 plus for like the last 5 days, and we got another 5 days of it coming. So it's crazy. But we're here. That's all that really matters.
Yes, we are. Yes, we are. We are definitely here.
And for you, those of you listening in, 319-527-6300 is the number to dial to listen. Be sure to press 1 if you have something that you want to spit tonight, a comment you want to make, prayer request, or any of that. We're here for you. Just be sure to press 1 so that we know you want to get in rotation. As you all know, and if you don't know, I'm about to tell you, the Inspiration Factory is the brainstorm, as I said, of epiphany, but also of raw links. Why be raw when you can be, or why be average when you can be raw? If you don't have yours, I don't know what to say. I got several of mine. This is the jewelry that always causes attention, always causes comments. It's a conversation starter. You know, you better get yours. Raw links. What about you, Van? You got yours?
I got mine.
Okay, I know that's right.
Tonight's theme.
Absolutely, you better. And if they look on the link, the raw links link, they'll have theirs too. You can't walk away and not have it. I'm sorry. I mean, I wish I had more money because I'd have more, but little by little, I'm getting there. So tonight, I have one question that I was hoping everybody would write to, or have something to say to, or expound upon, and that is, what would you like to say to God? I mean, at first, it kind of sounded like a little trick question, a little funny question. What do you mean, what do I want to say to God? But think about it. What is it that you really, really would like to say to him? Yeah. And I'm curious to hear what you have to say, because it may be some things that I want to say and didn't have the courage to say, or didn't have the eloquence to say, or whatever the case may be. You know, you may have something to say that someone else can relate to and help them through something. So let's get a little transparent tonight. Let's get a little open. Let's get a little vulnerable. But when we're doing it for the Lord, we don't have anything to worry about. Would you agree with that?
100%. 100%.
Good. Because we don't like to do nothing in confusion around here. I'm going to beat them to the punch. I can confuse things enough by myself, so we don't need the other help. So we're going to try to keep everything here.
I know that's right.
So, yeah, I took the joy from you and from Danielle. Okay, I'm sorry. I had to put myself out there first. But, we like to do things in order around here. And the first thing we like to do is to bring the platform in under the protection and the guidance and of God. We don't like to go forward, to start anything of our own, because then things could get messed up. So, Van, if you don't mind, would you do us the honors of bringing us in prayer so we can get things started this evening?
Absolutely. Be my pleasure. Let us go to the throne. Most gracious Heavenly Father, Lord God, we humbly come to your throne asking forgiveness for any sins that we've committed against you, Lord, that you disapprove of. Father God, we pray that you will continue to extend your grace and mercy to us, even though we acted out of order. And Father God, we pray that you will continue to just guide us on our paths, our journeys, whichever it is that you have for us, so that we can continue to do the will for you. Father God, we want to lift up the poets, the callers, the listeners, the host, Lord God, the entire Epiphany Radio universe, as well as the world to you right now, Lord God. Cover them mightily. Provide their needs and some of their wants, Lord God, as you see fit. Because, Father God, you know how we are. You know what we can handle and what we can't handle. So, Father God, I ask continued blessings around our children, Lord God, as they prepare for the upcoming school season. Some of them are already in school. Lord God, I pray that you give them the right mind to be able to do what thus saith the Lord, but give us the ability to just be able to teach them your way so that they know how to act. And Father God, I pray that what's said here tonight, Lord God, is pleasing to your ear. But of course, you already know all things, so you already know what we're going to say, but we're going to say it anyway. And Father God, we'll be so careful to give you all the glory and all the honor and all the praise that is due your name. For it is in Jesus the Christ's name that we pray. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for that, Van. Especially holding up our children. And these days, that is so very important. The only way to take down a building is to cut down the foundation. The only way to take down a race is to target the children, the future of that race. I mean, when I say race tonight, I mean human race. Our children are at risk every day, and it gets worse and worse. So thank you so much for that. And I would encourage each of us, when we do send up our prayers every day, to add something in there for our children, for the youth, for the future, because it is in their hands. Thank you so much for that, man.
God be the glory.
I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm not going to belabor the long things. I'm not going to spend a lot of time running my mouth. I'm going to get into the meat of the platform for tonight. So, Van, the choice is yours. Who's going to start us off this evening? You or I?
Since you went first last week, I'll be happy to go first this time. I'll spare you.
Why, thank you. You must have heard I hit the lottery last night. Now, let me stop. I wish I did.
I know that's right.
You'd have heard me last night hooping and hollering all the way in South Carolina.
I'm sure I would have, and I'd have been on that first plane. I'm coming, Paul.
I know
somebody
that's right.
Got to watch your back.
We'd have been right there at the same hotel. That was kind of nice. We've got to go back there. We have to go back there. That was a nice night.
Man. Yeah, that was nice. That was nice.
It really was. So what did you bring for us tonight, my brother?
I brought this piece that I wrote called Speak, Lord.
Speak, Lord. That always reminds, that phrase, Speak, Lord, reminds me of that song from Color Purple. I love that. So
yes.
The mic is
I
yours.
That's too.
Thank you.
Thank you, my
yes.
brother.
The mic is yours, King.
Thank you. Lord, I got something to say. Why do you allow pain every day? I know free will trumps all, but don't you feel your divine intervention is needed to cut out all the madness that is happening? Senseless killings, ongoing violence, the wickedness in the judicial system, it doesn't make sense. I know. You have a plan for the reason you allow these things to continue. Well, my couch has become an entertainment venue, but not in the most pleasant of ways. Time is coming to an end, or the end of days. When you return, Lord, will you find one faithful? Please, let me confess my wrongdoings and be remorseful, because I want to be joined with you in the air. But this life just ain't fair. Why must our heartstrings continually be punished? At the cross, he said it is finished. This modern-day Sodom and Gomorrah gets worse and worse. I'm living in a place where human life doesn't matter. Just ask any nurse as she triages someone else's son or daughter that's been a victim of another murder, or the first responder that is trying to get life back into another victim. So, God, please listen. Your grace and mercy is sufficient, but I'm asking for your hands of intervention to no longer be complacent. Revive the humanity of men. Amen.
Yes, yes. Man, that wasn't a poem. That was a heartfelt prayer. That was a needed prayer. And I like the attention that you brought to the first responders and the hospital situation, because it is ridiculous how overworked they are and how overpacked and overcrowded the hospitals are due to violence.
Yeah. You know, the one
There's
thing
so much going on.
There is. You know, the one thing that we don't talk about enough is the mental stability. The mental stability of the nurses, the first responders that have to deal with death on a daily basis.
Yeah. You know, I spent 16 years working in geriatrics, okay? I did a few years in that stint in the hospital. And I wasn't in the ER, so I didn't get the real firsthand experience of the chaos of a young man, a teenager, the same age as your child, coming in with a gunshot wound, fighting for his life. I got the after effect after they'd been stabilized and sent back to a ward. But, you know, just from my perspective, from that experience, it was horrific. So, yeah, I can really understand what you're saying, Van. And we need to hold them up in prayer because they need it to deal with that and to still remain untainted by the horrific nature of man. It's got to. There's no way about it. No other way around it.
Yeah.
It has got to be.
And you know, and we thank you, Paul. It's for his glory, man. And when you think about, when you think about they have to leave work and go home to family in their mental state. You know, doctors, in their mental state.
They will always tell me, don't get attached. Or how can you not be involved in something like that and not feel and not be affected? And like you said, to go home and try to leave that at the office is just nigh impossible. So it's got to affect your relations with your family as well. No matter how hard you try to hide it, no matter how hard you try to subdue it, it's got to have an effect. I'm glad I got out of that field when I did.
Whew.
Now, oh my heavens, I have no idea. It would make me lose my mind, I think. Any person that cares a lick about humanity, it's got to affect.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right.
And that same thing is true for so many other avenues of life. Somebody in the worst sense for welfare, just say, you know, there's so many people in need. The fact that they got to sit there and try to weed out those that are actually in need and help them, because the system is set to help those that really don't help it, that don't need it. You see people driving up there with Mercedes-Benz going to get food stamps. But yet you see somebody else sitting on the corner begging for pennies just so he can eat. Something's wrong with that system. And the people that work there have to know it. You know, so there's so many areas of life right now that are affected just by life.
Yeah, so true. So true. And my brother, we're not going to let me have all the fun. What you got for us tonight?
Well, I thought I had something, but, well, I halfway have something. I didn't finish it. So I don't know yet. Something that transpired today that inspired another piece in me. So I don't know if I'm going to freestyle something at the end of this piece to incorporate that with it or not. So that will remain to be seen. But the piece that I had for tonight is called Daddy.
The mic is yours.
Thank you, King. Do you have a minute for me, Dad? Can I bend your ear for a minute? You see, these times and some things I'm going through at times make me wonder if you're still in it. Are you still here, Dad? Or Have you had enough and left me high and dry? The very thought of you leaving me causes my very soul to break down and cry. I don't mean no disrespect, but lately, it's like you're pulling away. It seems life gets worse and worse each and every day. I thought I understood your words to say that with me, forever you would stay. So where are you? I have friends dropping dead left and right. Finances so disarrayed, it's giving me a fright. Sleep eludes me just about every night. And yeah, I know, I fall short, but I think I'm trying with all of my might. May as well change my name to Can't Get Right. So keep it real with me, Dad. Have you left me? Talk to me. Talk to me like you did Moses and Saul and even Adam and Eve. Clear out whatever or whoever it is that that's keeping me from hearing from thee. Speak to me clearly and succinctly as you did with Moses when he parted the Red Sea. Forgive me, Dad, if it seems I've lost faith in you, because I haven't. For proof, just read my heart. If you see there that I do not trust and that I do not believe, then help me, Dad. Won't you help me, please? And if you find disbelief within me, I then will understand why it feels that you have left me, and I pray it won't be permanently. Oh, wait a minute. Didn't I just offer for you to read my heart? I should have seen this from the start. What I invited you to read and all I needed to achieve are found within me, if they be true. So all this pity party is just me allowing the enemy's smokescreen to shield and block me from thee. Oh, Dad, forgive me for dropping my guard and getting Satan's right jab and his hook. I almost got knocked out from my house's master and my joy's crook. What is wrong with me? I have history with you walking and communicating with me. How in the world did this thought process come to be? As if I don't have firsthand knowledge of the love, the protection, and the grace of the Most High Trinity. And yet still, I wonder things like, how could I let the words of a young lady today take me off my square? How could I allow that to cause me to act as if I no longer care? Father God, Daddy, Pop, Abba, help me. These times, these days are just almost more than I can bear. I cannot do it alone. I need you, Lord. Just walk me. Help me. Uphold me. Keep me strong, Father. Oh, Daddy, I have one more thing that I have to say to thee. That is that I trust thee and I love thee. That's a love that will last for all eternity. Peace.
Wow. Wow. Beautiful piece, Paul. Beautiful piece. You know, you really said something when you said, Daddy, have you left me? I felt that in my spirit, because I can just imagine a child that has spent time with their father, and mm-hmm. for him to just disappear because he no longer wishes to be a part of that child's life, and all that child desires is to ask the question, Daddy, have you left me? talking about on a spiritual level, for you to want him to talk to you like he talked to Moses. Dynamic piece, Paul. Thank you for that.
Thank you. Even though I was talking to my daddy. You know, my daddy helped.
Amen. Amen.
You know, just like an earthly a child, when they go to their dad sometimes, they know what they want to say, but sometimes they just can't get it out.
Yeah.
The dad, through to being dad, will help them along the way. Drop a word here and there. Oh, yeah, that's the one I wanted. You know, to help you say what it is that you want to say. So he truly helped me with that. And,
yes.
And I hope the same cathartic feeling is met with everyone who shares something tonight. There are some things that we want to say to God that we might not think we have the right to say. But he did say, come to us. Come to me, all ye who are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. When we're burdened down with these things, now, by no means, don't disrespect them. Don't you ever think that you heard me say that. But you can take it to him. Even if you're mad at him, you can go to him. And he's right there for you. That's the unexplicable part of it, one of the many unexplicable parts about God's nature that I will never get. Because if somebody's mad at me and comes to me in anger, I'm not going to treat them to never be. He's able to. He's not that scary boogeyman that I might be at times, you know, or that another parent might be at some times. He will always be there for you in your time of need.
He will. Yes, he will.
He told you, and he can't be God if he lies. So you got to believe what he said. I will never be perfect. And when those thoughts hit, trust me, rebuke them. It's nothing but the enemy trying, like I said in that piece, put up that smoke screen. He's got some tricks up his sleeve, but his tricks can't touch the word of God, the promise of God. Okay. With that, looks like we might have one or two hands raised out there, man. Or three or four. Or five or...
Sounds good.
So, I think... we should open mic or two.
Let's do it. Open the mic.
You know what? Our CEO has something that he would like to say and share it with us. He must be into plantation, so I'm going to take a little liberty. Let me see, which one is his number? I'm going to bring him on first. Matter of fact, he can bring his cell phone. I don't see him now.
I got him.
You got him? Okay, thank you.
Hey, what it do,
Okay.
What it do?
Shana Bosa, Paul, and Poetic. What it do, fellas?
Oh, good, brother. How
What's
you feeling?
Going on, my brother? Blessings.
Man, feeling good. I'm not at the plantation yet, but it's a blessing to be able to listen to this program and get those blessings and be a part of that prayer, you know, for my trip to that plantation.
Amen. Yes, you are one of those first responders.
Yeah. I'm listening to you guys go in on that, and it's well appreciated. There's so much I could say about that, but I thank you guys for your salute and for lifting up, you know, my people in the medical field, because it's really hard. Especially these days, people don't know it, you know. On the news you hear, you know, us being saluted and talking about the heroes and things like that. But inside the building, inside the building, you're just I don't even know what word I want to use. This is a Sunday show. You know, one go down, another one got to stand up. You know, you call out, you're threatened with unemployment and all kind of things. You're just a worker. Okay. People don't get to see all that. All you hear about the heroes, the first responders and all that, but you're not treated like a hero while you're up in there. You know, so thank you guys.
That's
on
part
that.
Of what makes you guys heroes, for real. Because like I said, I spent my time in that. The fact that you are treated with the disdain that you are off times and the unfair treatment that you get, and yet you're still there giving your all, that's what makes you a hero. The fact that through it all, despite it all, you're still there giving your all.
Amen.
So, I'm sorry and I apologize that you don't get the accolades and the treatment that you should, but I honor you guys for giving of yourselves like you do, and despite the BS that you encounter on a day-by-day basis. Been there, done that. Don't know if I can do it again.
Thank you.
So my brother.
Yeah. Yes, sir.
Did you have? Oh, y'all just don't know. Y'all was about to see this 60-plus-year-old man do the 500-yard dash in 1 second. Something start rattling. I'm sitting out on the porch, and something start rattling in the tree over my head and started coming down like it was coming for me. And all I thought was a possum or something. I was ready to haul, but it was a little bitty branch. I just got a mental image of me. And if y'all could have seen me, woo. Anyway, I'm sorry. What were you saying, for real?
Well, Paul, I tell you this. I don't know what you just said, Paul, because I got thrown off a little bit, distracted by this post that Donnell just put out on the book in the group. Hey, Donnell. But what I will say, yes, excuse me, man, I'm tripping right now. I was just sitting on the edge of the bed with a bud and a beer. So check it out, Paul. I found something in my archives. And I just feel like I was led to do this for whatever reason. I think it's based on something I wrote. It says here in 2020. Whoa, no, I didn't write this. This says 2022. I didn't write this just now. It's an old poem. And I think I was, I know I didn't just write this because it's new to me. It's one of those poems you write that's new to you that you haven't seen, you know, in a while or something like that. But I don't think I've ever spit this. And it just seems as glazing through it, it seems like I was self-reflecting, maybe. But I want to share this. I don't know where I was born with this, but I feel led to share this. Okay? And it's called...
Mike is yours, King.
Thank you. This is called Confused. And I hope I get something out of it, and I hope the people listening can see where I was going when I wrote this. But it's called Confused. Confused by a world gone mad. You no longer know who you're praying to. Were you confused when he delivered you? No. When he took the pain away from you, were you? The same ones that add to the confusion, were they there for you? On your knees, just him and you, locked into something spiritual, connected spiritually, and he was the only thing that was keeping you confused. How dare you? There was a time when you were sure and free from doubt. No one could convert you. Now you don't know who to pray to. Poetry. Poetry. Unsure who you're praying to. Poetry. This world has tainted you, poet. And you forgot how this world pushed you, dumped on you, and turned its back on you. And now you want to act confused. poet. Look, I'm not telling you who to believe in, what religion or what to call him. Have you forgotten, poet? Forgotten where you've been? I'm asking you to call him. This is spiritual. Reconnect to your connection. Stop wondering what to call him. Just call him, poet. Believe in whoever you believe. Believe no matter what you call him. Just call him. Just call him. Just call him. Poetry. A fixed broken heart sucked into blowing winds. Destructive creations, passive aggressions. Aggressive in her weakness. Hopeless dreams, faithful sleeps. Cuttings on the surface of deep external bleeds. Poetry. Your love is a poem. Loving you has been poetic. We are poetry. She is the word God given. Together we form this sentence. Her soft edges leads the rhymes. Her sweet cadence is the melody in every song written. Love is a sweet poem. We collaborate, writing over broken hearts, mending heartaches, correcting yesterday's mistakes, rewriting songs, tears we pour into one cup, two straws. We share our story written on glass walls for all to see, wearing the garments of pain on our sleeves like two cufflinks destined to be paired for eternity, dressed as one scarf. Left to dance alone, discarded by Cinderella at some fictitious black tie affair. One slipper missing, but we are the poem that has been written. For you, it ends with a prince. For me, poetically, I'll be kissing a beautiful stepsister. And so with this quill, we pen this piece, thanking metaphor every poet who sits under the branches of poet's tree. We are poetry. And the Most High is he. Call him. When your pen won't move and your ink will no longer bleed, call him. Morning, noon, and night on him. The mic is yours, poet. For real. In peace.
Wow. My brother. Bam. I'm glad you paid that insurance on the mic.
It had to be done.
He came up. He kind of burnt the mic up, and then he had the nerve to drop it afterwards. So we couldn't even glue it back together. You know, it just kind of fell apart. I hope you know, Mr. CEO, that's coming out your pay. But that was
yeah, all right.
It was a piece, but I think it. What really struck me about that is the call to stand up to your responsibility as a scribe, as a poet. You know, God gave us a talent for a reason. And it's fun to, you know, to write to other things, trivial things, but I think we also have a responsibility with what we write, you know, and I appreciate that aspect of that piece. You had a lot of gems in there, but that's the one that really touched my heartstring. You know, it's a call to all of us to be responsible with something that we write, because God uses our pen. He guides us to write these things when we allow him, and he uses them to touch other people, people we might not even know, might never know. But that's not our purpose. Our purpose is to be obedient and to write. So for that and that alone, I thank you so much for that piece, for real.
Hey, thank you, Paul.
Yeah, this piece was fire. Piece was fire. I mean, I don't expect anything less from the retired. From the CEO of Epiphany Radio. You know, dynamic ink, brother, as always, man.
Hey, thank you, poetic. I think what I get out of it, I get so much out of it. I get many things out of it, but the greatest thing that I get out of it, you know. As both a man, as a Christian, as a poet, what I've been getting sort of is this world's been rubbing us in so many different ways as a people, as a race, and as a race of people. We've been rubbed so many different ways, and it would be so easy to give up, you know, to give up, to fall for and fall into the madness. And a lot of times, even after being saved, you know, because I remember part in there, being in there, about being saved, we forget the medicine that we took to get where we are today for those who have overcome.
Yeah.
So I'm trying to, I talk to myself sometimes in poetry to remind myself where I've been and what I come through and where God brought me to. And sometimes when we go through stuff, we forget to take that medication. We let this world control and dictate the direction we go into. We get angry. We walk in anger. You know what I'm saying? Don't forget. Don't be afraid to call on him. Call on him. You called on him when you was on your knees bleeding. When you felt like you couldn't pay that bill or you was about to lose something of importance. You know how we called on him when we was down on our luck. But we forget sometimes. So it's important. Don't forget, no matter what you've been through, call on him. Just call on him.
Absolutely.
You know? The shortest prayer is, Jesus, help me.
Absolutely.
Okay.
That's important. To put out
that's
he's available. He's waiting for us. You know? Many people think, oh, well, I got to do a certain way to approach him. No, you don't. You've got to be just as you are.
Yo, so that's what I get. So I'm sorry.
That's all right, bro.
I'm sorry. I'm being distracted by posts.
You shouldn't let those posts distract you, bro. You shouldn't let those posts distract you now.
Yeah. I'll stop reading stuff while I'm on the show with y'all. But thanks for listening. Like I said, you know, even. You can get something from the darkest poem written if you listen, you know. And I this was like it was written by somebody else, but so I have to decipher where I was at, and you know, I feel it, and I feel this program tonight. The words that I heard before I even got on the mic was very encouraging, and like I said, I'm on my way to the workplace, so thank you guys for the salute, and it means a lot.
More than welcome, my brother.
Since you kind of retired from doing shows, are there any that you're still hanging out in?
Excuse me, could you repeat that?
I said, since you kind of retired from hosting a lot of shows, are there any that you're still hosting, or are you just on the background taking it easy right now?
Right now, I'm in the background taking it easy, dealing with some other business, and but you know what? I'm not too far away, man. I'll be back. I'll be stepping my toe back in that water shortly. You know, I'm just loving life right now, Paul, and I thank God for people like yourself and for my brother, the station manager, for making it possible, for making it easy, and a lot for me to you know, to do other things. You know, I'm still a poet, though.
You proved that tonight. You didn't have to even say that. Every time you get on the mic, you prove that point. Amongst other things.
Yeah, I'm still a poet. And, you know, sometimes it's good to sit back and this allows me to enjoy poetry from the other side. Just to sit back and, you know, sip on that long straw that's attached to that cup full of that poetry, that poet's lemonade, you know, and I love it. And I'm refueled. I'm being refueled in such a way, you know.
Yeah,
it's good to sit back and listen. But we can't allow Van to do such things. Those privileges aren't for him. He has to continue to do what he's doing. There's no falling back for you or Van?
No, you said Van. I wasn't included in that. We won't stick with the first one.
I had to think about it.
Just because I'm not saying much don't mean that I don't hear y'all. I'm sitting right here.
Uh-oh. I thought I had a mic muted. My bad.
Yeah. But y'all keep on doing what y'all doing. Yeah.
Oh,
I'm about to take off now. I feel blessed. I feel protected. And I feel secure. And I'm going to head off to that workplace assignment, and I'm going to continue to listen in, man. God bless each and every one of y'all that's under the sound of my voice. My brother, my brother's over here. Hey, man, God bless y'all. Continue to lift up, man. Continue to bless and be a blessing. She drove a blue Honda. He wore a blue. Wait a minute, how did it go? He wore a yellow bow tie. She drove a blue Honda. Yeah. Taraji would be upset with me if I messed that up. One love, y'all. I'm going to get up off of
here. One love, Mike.
Hello,
yeah.
God bless.
Take your socks off.
Baby. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Ladies and gentlemen, that was for real. I was the CEO of Tiffany as well as Raw links. Yeah. So we're going to keep these moving right along here. And we're going to bring on next caller hailing from Lone Star State. That is none other than Amelia State. Amelia. You try to snatch Deborah's crown up being the first caller on the show every night, every Sunday?
I'm working towards it. Good evening, King.
Good evening, Amelia.
Good evening, Amelia.
Everybody's poem has been so inspirational thus far, I must say.
That's what happens when you turn the platform over to God. He has a way of doing that.
Thank you so much.
My pleasure. I can barely hear you, Paul. I don't know what's up with your phone, but it's very difficult for me to hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Much better. Thank you.
Okay. I had to put the speaker closer to my face, I guess. I was trying to put a speaker on so I could move around. You know, I'm not very good with these technical devices. But I don't have to be, because it's not me everybody's listening to right now. We're waiting to hear what it is that you have to say. What did you bring for us tonight, Amelia?
This is so fresh. I completed it just moments before airtime. I am a bit nervous because of Matthew 6:5-8. Jesus began his teaching on prayer here by saying how not to pray. Don't show off. Synagogue were places of worship where many people gathered to pray. Jesus spoke against those who prayed loudly just so they could be seen and praised by others. And I certainly do not want to leave any kind of impression that that is what I'm attempting to do with this following poem. I'm prayerful that it will help others, and so thus I have written this poem for this show.
I can't wait any longer. The mic is yours, Queen.
Thank you. This is called Talking with God. Father in heaven, the great I am, please listen to my plea. Dearest Heavenly Father, please, please forgive our transgressions in every aspect of our lives that has been displeasing to you and or sinful nature. Hear my plea, Lord, to have mercy upon me and all of humanity. We are housed within this sinful flesh. This is the very reason you sent us your one and only Son to die for our sins. I thank you for all your blessings and protection that you have already bestowed upon me and many others. Hour grows short, and I ask of you exactly what the Old Testament prophets did. Please restore our blessings and prayers to your throne to accept our truly grieved pleas of forgiveness. I ask that you keep the promise given to us by your Son, Jesus the Christ, John 14:13. You can ask for anything in my name, and I will do it, so that the Son can bring glory to the Father. So I ask you that you redeem the souls upon earth that are lost in darkness and show them the light and help them to be followers of Jesus. In addition, I ask you continue to protect me, guide me, to restore me in whatever areas you feel are most pleasing to you. Redeem my heart, soul, and mind to that which you, my Father God, believe is best suited towards the future path that you want me to travel upon and where I would best flourish. I ask that you bless all of humanity with your loving grace and mercies. I ask that you will lead my heart's desire to me, but not my will, Lord, yours. I ask that you surround me with your angels to guard me, fight the battles that are waged against me in the spiritual realm, to guide me along your righteous path of my life's journey, to empower me, strengthen me, and bring discernment, perseverance, and healing in all my interactions. Pour your Holy Spirit within me to overflowing brilliance. Please embed within me your sweet grace and loving mercies. Not my will, but your will be done. In Jesus' name, I request all of this poem to be done. I thank you for all your love and blessings, Father God, Abba. Musings of Emilia T. Davis, a.k.a. Poetical Angel Queen, and peace.
Well, if you were nervous with that, I didn't detect it at all. That's a beautiful piece, Emilia. As always, you come to the mic with something that makes... It challenges us to just be better. I appreciate you for that piece. There's a lot of food in there. I'm going to nibble on it for a little while. And it's still dripping wet. What'd you say? You just finished that piece?
Yeah, just really, honestly, just minutes before.
Beautiful job. Beautiful job. Thank you for that. What was the title of that piece again?
talking with God.
To the theme, perfectly. Thank you so much for coming through with that tonight, Amelia. Dan, do you have anything for that?
Yeah, it was a nice piece. You know, you should never be concerned about what you're going to say when you're speaking to God. Never let man hinder when you're talking to the Father. So other than that, it was a good piece.
Thank you so much.
It is kind of silly to be nervous about what you're going to say to God because he already knows what you're going to say anyway. So. Why be nervous? He already knows it. Yeah, I agree with you 100% on that. Amelia, thank you so much once again for coming through with that piece, taking time out. Thank you, Pamela, for loaning her to us for a moment. Don't growl or anything.
She was kind of growling a bit when she heard the show beginning, and I went into my bedroom. She was like, not them again.
Man, see, Van, I thought we were getting followers that loved us, and here we got a hate club growing, splintering out of here. So, Pamela.
Right.
Much love, King. I so appreciate y'all, and I have been truly blessed by your words tonight. One love, one mic, and shout out to the CEO. His piece was also absolutely phenomenal. And I have my raw links, and you need to go get you some, those
you
that
go.
Are listening tonight.
That's right. Just the raw link clan up in her. You know. Thank you so much, Amelia.
Oh,
one love, one mic. We're going to send you the praise line.
One mic.
But you're going to have some company in just a little while. God bless you, clan. Ladies and gentlemen, that was Amelia T. Davis. Yeah, you heard her say, you better get your rolling. Everybody else up in here has got there. Hey, Van, you know, we ought to approach the CEO about, you know, stipends, you know what I mean? So, you know, promoting his jewelry like we do. I mean, models get paid pretty good. I saw you model some of that stuff. You know, I mean, I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? He ain't on the line right now, so we can talk about it.
Absolutely.
But I'm not going to take up that time. Oops, he is still on the line. Okay. So I'm going to leave that alone right now. Moving right along, I see a brother who always brings inspiration to the mic when he comes on here, which is just about every Sunday. Brother O, welcome.
How you guys doing?
What's good, Brother O?
I'm doing good. I'm doing well, guys.
So how are things with you?
Oh.
You been listening
still,
again?
I'm still,
what do you figure the program is?
Yeah, I can hear you for the fading in and out, though.
Okay. I might have to take the speaker off. Can you hear me better now?
Much better, yes. Thank you. That's perfect.
Okay. There we go. That's been fixed. So I'm glad to hear everything is going well with you, brother.
Yeah.
What say you about tonight? What do you have to say to God? What would you like to say to God?
What I like to say to God, I would just like to say to him that I'm thankful that I'm in decent and gave me a good measure of health despite waiting a heart transplant. And just want to say to God that just thankful that he's going to bless me abundantly after I go through, after I get to the heart transplant and continue to go through the process of recovery, and thanking him for this gift of poetry. Thank him for the, I just want to thank him for the ability to, my abilities, my gift to, just want to thank him for getting ready to expand my gifts and talents so I could tell my story to the world, because the world needs to hear what I have, be inspired by what I've been through, and hopefully somebody be touched, somebody be blessed, because I want to be a distributor of blessings. I want to be just paying it forward. That's why I want God to know, I just, whatever I do, I just want to pay it forward from now on, be a giver. That's what I really want to say. Just thankful. Sir. So that's all I can say, really. Just thankful for life, thankful for family, thankful for real friends. That's it.
Amen. Amen.
Amen, brother.
Mm-hmm. And you know, it's particularly encouraging for me, anyway, to see somebody in your situation. You know, and you still have that humility, that trust, that faith. You know, I'm embarrassed or ashamed sometimes that I might go through what I go through, thinking of some of the thoughts that I have. When I look at someone like yourself, who's going through a whole lot worse than me, and you just do it so gracefully. So faithfully, trustingly. So don't ever lose that faith. You have no idea how many people you encourage.
Exactly.
And speaking of encouraging people, what you bring for us tonight?
This is one of my classics called Life Ain't Meant to Be Fair, and it don't play no favorites either.
Uh-oh. I think I've heard this one before. Y'all in for a treat. The mic is yours, King.
God is no respecter of person, because it reigns on the just as well as the unjust. A very important lesson I learned in my life during my youth from my parents. Life ain't meant to be fair, and it don't play no favorites either. Brother O, why did you have to go through 3 open heart surgeries, suffer numerous physical afflictions and limitations, and endure an 8-month hospital stay so far for a heart transplant? Why did you endure rejection, ridicule, and betrayal by people who you thought were close to you? Why did you go through seasons of loneliness and many failed relationships? Why did you endure seasons of not being recognized and appreciated for your numerous contributions to the poetry community? Why did you have to go through your experiences with being bullied? Why did you have to go through seasons of unemployment, financial trouble? Why do you have people still hating on you and throwing shade on you after all that you accomplished? My brother, that ain't fair. Who told you that life was supposed to be fair? Let me explain something to you. If I didn't go through all of those experiences in my 47 years of existence, determined and resilient brother that you are speaking to right now wouldn't even exist. I would not have learned that the race is not given to the strongest swift. It is given to those who endure hardships. I would not have been able to endure the peaks and valleys of life. I wouldn't have learned how to appreciate the good times and learn how to handle tough times. And I would not have learned about practicing humility in the midst of success. And I would not have learned to be the consistent and real and authentic Omar brother, Omar Gavin, a.k.a. Brother Older Living Miracle Professor of Poetry, without compromising my true identity and integrity. My dear brothers and sisters, if life was meant to be fair, we wouldn't have such issues as racism, discrimination, poverty, unemployment, and other types of social injustices. If life was meant to be fair, we wouldn't have be dealing with any types of sicknesses and diseases and afflictions. We wouldn't have to deal with hunger and homelessness in this most powerful and prosperous country in the world. We wouldn't have to deal with millions of people who are struggling to meet their monthly bills. We wouldn't have to deal with millions of people without adequate health insurance. And we wouldn't have to deal with the epidemics of mental illness and violence that is invading our nation. If life is meant to be fair, everybody would be a millionaire. Instead of working on minimum wage and trying to make a dollar 15 cents, there will be no wage gaps between men and women. There will be no economic inequality. There will be no worries about meeting the basic needs of life. And there will be no worries about being able to buy what we want and need. If life was meant to be fair, we wouldn't have a messed up educational system that fails to prepare our children for the real world. We wouldn't have a criminal justice system that still favors the rich over the poor. And we wouldn't have an economic system that benefits the wealthiest 2% of the American population, but the 1% was still being denied opportunities that had the so-called American dream. If life was meant to be fair, we wouldn't have any troubles or issues. We wouldn't have any challenges or tests. We wouldn't have any mishaps or tragedies. We wouldn't have any pain, death, and suffering. We wouldn't have any tests, trials, and tribulations. And we wouldn't have any worries and fears. My dear brothers and sisters, God don't play favorites, nor does he give you any special treatment, because in this thing called life, all of us is going to go through something. So don't expect to go through life unscathed. The more gifted, talented, and anointed you are, the greater the challenges that you will face. Remember this as I bring this poem to a close. Everything that you have gone through so far in your lives was all a part of God's master plan for your life. Because at the end of the day, whether you had a good experience or bad experiences, they all work out together for your good. That's set peace.
Amen.
Amen, 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 brother.
As always, Brother O brings that inspiration and those instructions in his pieces. As I was saying before you did your piece, and especially because of your situation, and to hear you write pieces like you do, it's inspiring and encouraging to me. Yeah, so
mm-hmm.
I thank God for you, my brother. I thank God for your pen and your obedience to your pen. Don't ever change that, please.
Nope, not at all.
Amen, amen, Van.
Yes, sir, Brother O. Another inspiring piece from your pen. And I'm just grateful that you continue to do what God tells you to do, my brother, because it's so easy to fall off the beaten path and say that you're not going to do it, or you refuse, or I'm
right.
Just in my feelings today and I'm not up to it. But you consistently, no matter how you feel, no matter what you're going through, you continue to just keep bringing what God tells you to do. So I commend you, my brother, and I appreciate the fact that you're here.
Right.
My brother, you know automatically that you are always in our prayer. And we're standing here waiting, just like you,
for that praise report when they tell us, when you come back to tell us, oh, yeah, well, they found a heart. As a matter of fact, the heart's in me, and I'm up and out of the hospital at home. So we can all sit up there and do that holy dance and praise in the Lord together. But we're here. You're not alone in the struggle. I can imagine at times it might get a little lonesome, a little tiresome, but I want you to know that you are not alone in your fight.
Thanks. I appreciate you guys. I appreciate it. I know that.
Beautiful, beautiful. All right, my brother, we're going to send you over to the Praise Lounge to hang out with Amelia for a moment. We're going to send some more folks over to you. But right now, we're going to bring on this next caller. But thank you so much for calling through tonight, my brother. God bless you. One love, one mic.
One love, one mic. Thank you.
Love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, that was Brother O. For those of you who don't know it, my brother's in the hospital. He's been there about 6 months waiting on a heart transplant, and he's just as inspirational and inspiring as anybody I've ever seen. But with that being said, we're going to bring on this next caller calling from area code 909. We have Alonzo. Welcome to the Inspiration Factory.
Good evening, gentlemen. I'm good. How are you guys doing this evening?
Doing great, my brother. How about yourself?
Excellent, excellent. Good evening to all those that are listening, too. Or good day. I don't know what time it is over here in Cali. It's, what, 6, 7? 7? So, wow. But basically...
We at 10:30.
Okay.
We at 10:30. Wow. Well, I'm at 10:30.
10:30? Okay.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, basically, I don't like to say the word if. What I would love to say to God, and it'd be thank you, listening to everybody that spoke tonight. It kind of put like a unison piece to me, as far as like we are actually talking to the same Father. And it'd be kind of cool had he just came down and we had a conversation just to talk to him. So the first thing, I mean, definitely I would say would be thank you. I feel like this is one of those, what I call a you and I moment, the letter U and I, which is, you know, grouped as a unit as one. So I feel like this is one of those moments. And I kind of have those quite frequently, expected as a soldier. So, I'm thankful for who I am and whose I am. I know my purpose, but I don't know, you know, as far as my plan in life, I don't know his plan for me. I know, like, I think 10 years out and what I want, and I know to put him first, but I don't know what he has for me. I know it's for good, but I don't know what to expect. So it's kind of thrilling being the man that I am today. I know my hearts and my desires. I know my mind's caliber. You know, I just wish for those that don't know whose I am to be enlightened and understand who and how our Father works. You know, when I'm gone after this conversation piece, because like I said, I feel like this really right here is when we're pushing the Spirit or the Word, this is one of those times that we actually need to get together. I feel like we're almost at the end of the time. You know, I fear no man because he's my shield. I've been tested through the units of life, being a combat vet like most of us, or, you know, we're fighting. The struggle is real, most of us. I don't know if I say most of us. Some of us have been in the military. So when I say I fought for my nation, you guys have an idea what I mean when I say that. And as far as God, he fights for his nation. And for a lot of us to ignore that, knowing that he is coming back, it's just, I thank him for all the wisdom that he left behind, the grace, the glory, the understanding, the knowledge. It just blows my mind. I'm going to keep it 100. It blows my mind. I no longer need confirmation, you know, as to understand the suffering that he went through, because the pain that I've been through, he's been through, and he He demonstrated, he left the story for me to understand and how to get through it. And it's just crazy, like, whether he was meant to do it or not, nobody, I know a gang of people, and I've been told to follow this person or be like that person to become a millionaire or to become whatever. You can fill in the blank to become such and such. But the more that you hear about Father, it's almost like a drug. It's addictive. It's like, it's just crazy how much advanced he is, but how much he left behind. I can't even, like my own father, if he was to pass down any kind of lineage, would be thinking ahead. You know what I mean? Like, but most of us don't have that. But for just to know that Jesus did that for us in order to get to our mansion outside of here, it's just crazy to even think somebody had the time to put this together just to save us, you know? Came here for one mission. Nobody else would have died for us the way he died for us. So, yes, it's a big thank you. It really is a big thank you from the bottom of my heart.
And Alonzo, yes, I thank you for that. I don't know any other way to put it, but that heartfelt thanks, that contrite thanks, because like you said, we can't put into words all that he's done. There's so much that he's done and is doing for us behind the scenes that we don't even know about. It's mind-boggling. And I'm with you. I can't figure it out. I quit trying.
All I know is just to get up and go for my purpose now, is stay focused on my purpose. He knows what I'm trying to do. All I got to do is just have a plan, talk to him about my plan, and execute. And it just feels so comforting knowing that that's what Father's there for. You know what I mean? Like,
amen.
He's teaching me how to be a man, a better man.
You know, at the end of the day, I think that's all he wants from us. He said he wants to be a better version of who we were yesterday. Just strive a little more. And he does.
And honestly, who else left the footprints?
Yeah. He definitely left all the equipment that we need to succeed. So the rest is up to us.
Amen.
Up to us. So what you got going on out there in Cali there, Alonzo? I'm going to take a couple minutes with you, because I know you don't have
Home
for us tonight. So I'm going to let you – I want to know a little bit about what you're doing out there in Cali.
I'm gonna give you a brief 2 minutes. I'm working with an organization that we specialize in helping one another with employment and exposure opportunities. We also create like an additional income for like our affiliates and the future members. So it's really an organization that's been going for about the past 10 years. In my meantime, between time, my hobby is to do volunteer work with the veterans. I'm part of the Disabled American Veterans, which is a national help veterans get back on their feet. Sergeant at Arms down here in San Bernardino. So that's really what I do, as far as like what I do out here in Cali. Cali is just so fast, so big. The money, so it's just too much. You know, with the inflation, you gotta try to keep up with the Joneses, or you fall off.
I don't know. I see a lot of what I see. You're out there fishing on these magnificent boats, and you living the lives of the rich and famous, bro. I mean.
Well, you know, honestly, and I thank God for that. It's one. I have a boat. It's an old school. It's 77 Mark Twain, but it's one. I have a boat. My partners have a boat. We try to come together. There's boating programs for the veterans. Yeah, it's. I wish it looked like I was having a lot of money, but besides the parade, oh man, okay, let me talk about the parade. That Porsche was something different. I ain't never drove a stick like that. Okay, but yeah, I had a great time on the 4th of July. But it's the programs that you're seeing that I'm reaching out to the vets. I'm one of those guys, you know. Like I said, I'm a combat vet, so You ever heard the story about 22 veterans dying a day trying to commit suicide? They don't know where to go and things like that. I'm out there trying to be like a poster boy, basically. So.
Okay. But I definitely thank all my fellow vets for their part in putting their very lives at risk for this country and for what we believe in. No matter how right, wrong, or indifferent the country may be at this moment, we did what we had to do. So I applaud you for that, and I thank you for that, my brother. And Van, do you have anything?
You too.
No, sir, Paul. You kind of took up all the time. You know, brother, it's nice to meet you. Powerful testimony. Hopefully this ain't the last time that we'll hear from you. Because, you know, Paul, he like hogging up the mic, as you can see.
What you talking about, Willis?
But no,
run the show.
It's great to hear you, man. It's great to have your presence, you know, and to testify about what the Lord has done. And just keep walking with him. He will reveal what he has for you. I think you already know, because you talked about it a little bit just now, but keep walking with him. He'll make it plain for you.
Oh, yes. Yes, amen. Appreciate it, huh? I appreciate you, too. Thank you very much for the opportunity and the invite.
My pleasure, man.
My brother, thank you so much for coming through. We're going to definitely talk because I want to have this brother on at some point in the future as a feature. He's got a lot going on in Cali, and I think that all of us could benefit from some of the things that he's got going on. So we're going to save that for a later date. But I'm glad that he did come through tonight and pop up on me unexpectedly. But that's okay. That's okay. I'm glad he did. He keeps me on the toes. But I'm glad you came through, Alonzo. Thank you so much. Like I said, I'm going to talk to you a little bit off the air about that feature that I want to do with you. But we're going to send you over to the Praise Lounge for now and hang out with the other callers. And thank you once again for coming through, my brother. I appreciate
that. Thank you. I appreciate y'all.
I appreciate you.
Let's do that.
God bless you, bro.
God bless you.
God bless y'all, too.
Yeah. That's a brother I found on Facebook years ago. And he's always his page has always presented positivity. He's always featuring other small businesses. There's a spice, an organic homegrown spice company that he's been promoting. And some of those spices I got, us foodies, you know, we got to get in on that. Speaking of foodies, y'all saw what I posted in the event page. If you didn't, take a look at the event page. I'm sitting out here on the porch. I had my lamb on, some lamb breast on the grill. I'm roasting some potatoes on the grill. My fat man just kicked in while I was doing the show. I posted a few pictures just to let y'all know my fat man is in charge right now tonight. But as my fat man is in charge, it's not just food that he hungers for. It's also some good poetry and good conversation. And this next person that we're going to bring up, Van, I think you know like I know, she's definitely got some good poetry. And she aight with the conversation part sometimes, you know, but I can't give her too much props because then she think I like that.
I'm aight.
Hey, Danielle.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome, Danielle, a.k.a. La Perla Negra, to the Inspiration Factory.
Hold on. Yeah, I ain't going to take up a whole lot of time, but I am going to respond to that. What you mean, I'm aight? What's up with that?
He is aight. If you would.
Ooh, you almost made me say words. I almost forgot where I was for a hot second. I'm not going to do that, though.
Don't make me come to Philly.
You know what? You almost made me say words again. Okay, you know what? This is about my
yes, ma'am.
the basic part of my living. This is a base of my living, okay? Talking about spirit and talking to spirit. So I'm not going to let you take me away from it. I'm going to close the door on that one for right now, okay? I ain't locking the door, but I'm going to close it for right now, okay? Just remember, I'm going to walk through that door again with you later on. But anywho, how y'all doing tonight, gentlemen?
I was doing good till I got threatened. I'm scared now.
Who threatened you? How you doing tonight, Dan? Who he talking about threatening?
I'm doing pretty good. I ain't got no complaints.
I know that's right. It's all right. It's all right. You know, some folks like to play, but it's cool. It's cool. But I enjoyed the program tonight. You know.
Thank you. Thanks.
Y'all came very, very hard tonight with your testimony. That's what I call the pieces on here, testimonies. And they really, really touched me. I don't know what's going on. I've been in an emotional state this past week or so. But y'all really, really brought some very significant words to our hearts. And I, for one, really, really appreciate them. And everybody that came on here really did their thing. And that's all I've got to say about
Thank
that.
Thank you for
right?
that, Danielle. Thank you so much for that. Praise God for using us in this. In such a capacity, you know, because speaking for myself, you know, I can be a real noodle sometimes. But God, every now and then, he uses me in a way to just, wow, okay. He redeems me from me. That's the nature of the God that we serve.
Amen.
Yes, he is my God. Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
So, John, yeah, I know
yeah,
without a shadow of a doubt, you have something for us tonight.
I got something old. Is that all right with you?
Look, old is very good.
Okay.
I have nothing against old. Look at me.
Yeah, I'm cool with that. I'm good with you with that, old man. Okay. All right. This piece is called I Learned.
Mike is yours, Queen.
Thank you. Just as it takes time for the physical wounds to heal, it takes time spiritually to heal the heart. The reason I say spiritually is because love of the heart is connected directly to spirit. Your spirit dwells. Your spirit is love. So when you get hurt from someone treating you badly or leaving you, it can break your spirit just a little bit, leaving you heartbroken. But in turn, the result of that is spiritual healing time. And that's an inside job, so be patient. And most importantly, be ever so kind with yourself, and you'll heal. I used to wait on him until I understood he's been waiting on me too. I talk to him every day because I know he's my friend. But I listen even more so because I know he knows best. Yeah, I've been through so much trauma and stress in my life, but the only reason it ended is that I came to the light. As with any child, I was defiant and naive, and I had to learn the hard way. So I wound up doing a lot of crying in silence and ashamed. Yeah, he chastised me, but not in the way that you said. He let life thank me through lessons, through my seasons, causing me to sit still and rethink. Man, did I get angry. The frustration was constantly beating at my door. I was literally a prisoner to my own fate. As they say, there's no rest for the weary. All because I chose to ignore his good words. I held filthy conversations with one who could care less and only gave me their attention only in time enough to watch me fall. I have argued and fought and cried to no end, only to learn that we all speak in different language when we're talking in defense. But I've never had to defend myself or even explain myself to him. Just come to him as I am and stay open to his goodness and mercy and love. Rest in peace.
My finger would snap. You would hear me snapping, but the tunnel, what they call it, tunnel finger I have in both hands is not going to allow me to do that, but I would be snapping right now. That's a phenomenal piece there, Danielle.
Thank you.
Us oldies still have our purpose for being here. That's what I really, really like about so much of our poetry, especially those that we put out the archives. Like last week, Amelia pulled one out from like 10 years ago or something. We have to remember those that we wrote back then are still prevalent and valuable and needed today. So you needed to pull that piece up for tonight. Somebody is going to get something from that. Because God don't work, or that God doesn't send his word out and it come back void. He sent his word out through you to touch somebody, to empower somebody, to encourage somebody, to enlighten somebody. So don't let them old ones sit there and just collect dust. Shake them off every now and then and bring them forth, just like you did tonight, Danielle. I'm appreciative that you did that.
Absolutely. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Now, before you get her, Van, find out what she's doing with Epiphany.
The Perla Negra, would you please let everybody know what you got going on?
Okay, let me think here. Kind of got a little discombobulated just now. All right, alternating Saturday nights with Poetic. I am one half host of Poetic Therapy. And I co-host with Rob Ajembe Poet Morrow. That's a place where you can come relieve some mental stress with some open mic poetry and some healthy conversation. Every Wednesday night at 9, I am one half host of the Erotic Love Zone, where I co-host with my sexy, sultry voice diva, Ms. Viati. And y'all know I don't give y'all the topics on air on this show because it just ain't appropriate. But we got something for you. So y'all come on by Wednesday night and get caught up in the erotic love show. Back to you, gentlemen.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Danielle. And, folks, it's not as bad as she made it seem. I've been there a few times. They actually have some very poignant topics and thoughts and things that need to be talked about. So, just because it might be a little, according to society, a little risque, doesn't mean it doesn't need to be spoken about. So don't sell yourself short, Danielle. That is a very, 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 yeah. What y'all do is very needed. Okay. You heard it from Pastor Paul, or Pastor Slanky.
All right, now, that's what I'm talking about right there. Thank you.
All righty then.
It ain't me.
Danielle, I thank you so much for coming through this evening. We're going to send you to the praise lounge because we still have a couple more callers. We want to get in before the 11 o'clock hour, which we're probably not, but that's okay, too. We got some overtime to go into. But thank you so much, and I hope you're going to stick around and listen to the rest of the program with us.
You're welcome, and thank you. I'm here.
All right. One love, one mic. God bless you, Queen.
God bless you.
My love, one mic.
Ladies and gentlemen, next on the mic, we have not by the fan, the phenomenal. Good evening. How are you this evening, Queen?
Hello.
Good evening, Queen. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm like phenomenal, me, huh?
Well,
Happy Sunday,
you heard yourself?
Happy Sunday to you too.
Thank you.
I'm doing what I can. Thank you.
I'm gonna tell you like I just told Danielle. Yeah, don't sell yourself short. Oh.
No, I was sitting here blushing because you guys were talking about, you know, the erotic love zone and everything like that. And I was like, I know I'm a participant, so I'm over here blushing already. And then you guys put me in. Let me hear.
I've been there a few times myself. So first of all, where are you calling from? What state?
Oklahoma.
Oklahoma. Oh, you down there with Days.
Down there with
Days. I know. Pray for me.
Whoa.
Yeah. We've been dealing with 105-degree heat. No, it's all bad.
Yeah.
I just know I can't go here.
I'm going to tell you, though, Dave, he talk a good game. But I'm going to tell you, that is the biggest pussy cat you ever want to see. I wish he was on here to hear me talk about him. That man has a heart big as all of Oklahoma, I'm trying to tell you. Years ago, he heard me on the platform talk about wanting to get a book published. As soon as that show was over, he called me on Messenger. Stayed on the phone with me till 4 o'clock in the morning, talking to me step by step through how to self-publish my book. When he got off the phone with me, my book was published. And I asked him, what do I owe you? I mean, something like that, it's got to cost something. What owe you? And you know what he told me? Pay it forward. When you hear of another writer trying to make it, just do the same thing that I did for you. That's who David Mott really is. That's the
Absolutely.
David Mott behind all of the profanity and the insanity. Because that man is crazy as all outdoors, but he has a heart big as all outdoors as well. So I'm kind of envious. I wish I was a little closer to him.
Starting route to Claire. Colorful human being, I'll say that.
But yes, he is a little special. I will
I'm,
give you that. What you think about that, man?
Is it
just a little special?
Yeah, a lot special.
Yeah.
Okay, I stand corrected.
But he's God's special child, so we take that.
Yeah, there you go. And as long as you're one of his.
God has a humor as well.
Yes, he does. Whew, yes, he does. There's a few things I've lived through. It shows me that he has a sense of humor. Definitely. So, my queen, what did you bring for us tonight?
A little transparency is what I figured I'd go ahead and bring tonight. I did not know what the topic was. I know I promoted the show, but I didn't look. I was surprised, but this falls in line. And so I just figured I'd bring this piece. It's actually a journal entry. And
okay.
I just figured I'd just go ahead and take this moment and be transparent with you guys. Be open and honest.
I love
Amen.
It.
Amen.
Amen.
God be the glory. The mic is yours, Queen.
Okay. Well, I told you guys it's a journal entry, but I did decide to give it a title tonight, and I called it Wounded Praise. So this morning, if I were being completely transparent, I've come to the realization that I've been praising God wounded for years. Slapping on a ready-made smile for everyone so they won't feel uncomfortable seeing my struggle through each teardrop as it slides, descending and staring down my face. Constantly singing, you make me happy, you make me whole, You take my pain away. But I felt from it. Lying is never my intent. I'm looking for a silver lining, but it seems to no longer exist for me. So in the interim, I continue to smile for my kids and my mom. I smile for my pastor at church, because when he sees my tears filling the wells of my eyes, he tells me to stand firm. When will I ever be okay to tell God the truth? When will it be okay to say, God, I feel my feet being burdened, not only carrying the weight of my body, but the weight of my sorrow, loneliness, and grief. I want to tell him that I'm afraid of my thoughts, because when I'm alone and when I'm scared, I'm afraid those thoughts will kill me. But I have to remind myself not to believe a thought you think, T. It's not your voice you hear. It's not real. It doesn't have to be. This feeling changed to my prayer. Lord, I surrender. I give you all I have. It's not much, but I hear you calling. So here I am, standing in your grace.
Van, you hear that? And she can sing too.
I already know she can sing. She can't just sing, Paul. She can sing.
She can sing, yes. She just shot me with that piece there. Man, I got a buddy of mine over here talking about, wow, she got a beautiful voice.
And wow, a beautiful spirit, a beautiful to match. Voice. Everything else I'll just leave.
Yes.
Yes.
And I am sure that God is well pleased with that segment for tonight. Oh, my heavens. Yeah. I know, I was very pleased. I was moved by your words. And your voice to go along with those words. It just all came together as the complete package. So, you know, that was something that was ordained by God. I appreciate you. Thank you. From David State coming through with some sanity. I thought everything from Oklahoma was crazy, but now I stand corrected.
Yeah, we can't judge a whole state based off of one person, Paul. That's so wrong.
I come from Chicago, though, so I don't know.
See, there you have it. There you have it.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Oh. I'm sitting there with a big old Kool-Aid smile on my face, but to hear you sing, ladies, you got to stop surprising me like this. But I hope that this won't be the last time you come through and bless us with your words, your voice, and as Van said, that beautiful spirit. I feel that.
Yes.
Thanks so much.
And your transparency.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm open for that. It's a part of my healing journey right now. So thank you.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank God for allowing us this opportunity. You know, it's not easy to be transparent, particularly in front of people that you really don't know closely. But when you trust God, and you step out in faith and you do these things, this is where you get your freedom. So I thank you for feeling that this was somewhere that you could be transparent. And I thank God for allowing the inspiration to be somewhere that you could be transparent. Thank you so much, Queen.
Amen.
And once again, I hope you won't be a stranger to the Inspiration Factor.
I will not.
All right, now.
Look, otherwise I'm going to send David to go find you.
No,
It's okay. I appreciate it. I'll be back.
Okay.
How did you get those rings?
No, we're good.
I bribed them. I extorted them.
Right. 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 Right.
Thank you so much for coming through. So do you have anything going on in the poetic world that you'd like to share with us?
Actually, promoting you is my contribution to the poetic world. So that's what I'm doing. Everywhere you guys are, I am making sure everyone knows where you guys are.
I can't ask for more than that. Man,
amen.
That in and of itself is a blessing. Yeah. That's kind of like the body of Christ. You know, everybody plays a part, and the whole body functions well. So we appreciate your support and your trust in us to share our platform. You wouldn't do it if you didn't think it was worth sharing, so we thank you for that.
Sure.
Most definitely.
I see it putting me in family. Why not?
And you know this, baby.
Right.
Take your socks off. Moment.
You got yours? There you go. And look, it's funny you said it because I'm sitting out here on the porch with no socks on my feet right now. And my taters are ready to come off. And the taters are ready to come off the grill. You should see this lamb breast. I wish y'all had some of this.
He was also there
and Brad. I'm having so mad at me for long. I thank you so much for coming through this evening, my queen, especially with that piece and with those vocals. And I'm going to hold you to that. You're coming back. I'm going to hold you to that. And I'm not even going to threaten you anymore with Dave. Your word is good enough for me. Yes, your word is more than good enough for me. So we're going to send you to the praise lounge and bring on this next caller. But once again, thank you so much for coming through. One love, one mic, queen. God bless you.
One love, one mic. God bless you.
God bless you.
Man, why you ain't telling me she could sing like that? So you holding out on me. You supposed to let me know these things.
Hey, man, the whole world knows she can sing like that. Well, I'm not going to say the whole world, but the whole Epiphany family, because they heard her sing a couple times on the Get Down. But, you know, that was when you was busy. You know, you had that job thing that was holding you hostage.
Okay. Okay. Blame it on the J-O-B. I could do that, because I could do a lot on that at that time.
I know that's right.
Lord,
I know that's right. But yeah, you do gotta get to the Get Down. You do gotta get to the Get Down a little bit more often. Yeah.
You know what? You have my word. I will do better. Because, you know, it definitely is a worthwhile platform. There's no doubt about it. So I have to do better, and I promise you I will. And
absolutely.
You know who we got next?
Who we got next?
Somebody that was a Philadelphia resident, Philly Strong, then she decided she wanted to go down to Florida and leave us Philly folk alone and everything. But I understand she's coming back up to town, and what she do, if she don't holler at a brother, I got family in Florida. But I'm not going to mention her name. But her initials
well, you might have
are
to come on down.
D-I-T.
Hey,
Ethan, how you doing, sweetheart?
I'm good. How are you?
Hey, Adrian.
Hey, Adrian.
You sound pretty good. I know you were going through a few little trials and tribulations and things, but you sound pretty good, so I'm glad for that.
Yeah. This week was a little on the rough side, and I was in town, but I couldn't see everybody, of course. And it got me, and I was like, ugh. So, and I almost didn't get on the plane because someone at the ticket counter was acting a fool. But finally, yeah. You know. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'm gonna do when Sunday comes one more time, because I had to really go back within to hold my temper. And I don't normally have one. But they made me wait until like the last four people to get on that plane when I could have been on the plane.
Wow.
Yeah, it was
wow.
Stupid. Mhm. So yeah. So I hope you don't mind the repeat.
Not at all, especially not for that piece. I've heard that one before. That's a phenomenal piece. So why would I mind? The mic is yours. Y'all are in for a treat.
Thank you. When Sunday comes, I no longer have to worry what the week brought me. See, every day I'm in his presence. He wipes the slate clean for me as I try to make the mark of the high calling in Jesus Christ. And I know it's unmerited favor. My Savior said to test him, try him. I did, and it seemed my life got worse. The enemy kept trying to trip me, and I fell many times, but I kept on praising God. Yes, it's true. Praying, singing, and composing rhymes. It's all I know how to do. I called on the name of Jesus, and the enemy fled. Did y'all hear what I said? All I have to do is keep my heart and mind stayed on him. And I, yet it's hard to do. But in spite of my free will, I'm going to do my best because I'm a new creature in him. And he is the author and finisher of my faith. I'll never blame him for anything that comes. Whatever is meant for evil, God will make it good, which makes me stronger the more I lean on him. When Sunday comes, I won't have to worry because he's my heavenly Father and I'm covered by the blood. And the best part, he loves me. And that's that peace.
Amen, amen, amen. Whew.
Yes, amen. It might help to come off of mute. Man, you know how some pieces are just so epic that every time you hear it, you get more out of it and they get a little bit more they get a little bit more prevalent. That's how that piece got with me. The second time I heard it, and it's even more powerful this time.
Well, thank you,
yeah,
sir. I agree.
Definitely a powerful piece the second time around.
Just
probably the first time, but after you go through some things and you hear it again, you just be like, yeah, that's it right there. That's on point.
Mm-hmm.
Very powerful. Very
yeah,
powerful.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
I was going to wait until after you did your piece to say this. But I was talking about, yeah, she's coming to Philly. So you've already been here and gone and ain't even put
yes.
the phone and said, hey, Paul, how you doing?
I'm going to tell you, it was,
you
I'm in Jacksonville.
Jacksonville, okay. I got some people in Tampa. Mm-hmm. You're not far from Tampa, are you?
That I'm very far from Tampa. But
yeah, she's very far from Tampa.
Yeah, when I first got off that plane in Philadelphia, I was sick for four straight days. And I only had seven to be there. So I couldn't see everybody. And moreover, it was for my granddaughter. You know, she wanted to go home, go back for her birthday and see her friends. So that's how that ended up. And I ended up coming back by myself. Child decided she wanted to stay. So it's all good, though. It's all good.
That's all right. That's all right.
Wow. But you know what? I'm glad you made it home safely. Mm. And that everything is okay. And everything is on the up for you. Even though I would have loved to see you. I got to see Van. I got to see Javi. I got to see J-Rob.
I got to see
a lot. I would have loved to have got to see one of Philly natives. And
well, You know what? That y'all were 1 week ahead of me. That's what the problem was. Y'all were 1 week ahead of me, and I was like, "Oh man, yeah."
Would that have been perfect?
Yeah, it really would have.
But we have to talk about something where we can all
I will
get together.
See everybody.
Yeah.
I'll see everybody in Atlanta because I'm coming.
Atlanta?
To Atlanta. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Uh-oh, I might have to start saving some pennies.
I know, right?
The heat wave is dwindling down, so I'll be able to get to work. I canceled every job I had for this week. Every job I had.
I don't blame you. It was too hot.
It was just too hot.
Mm-hmm.
I've come to the realization that I'm no spring chicken anymore. Them 90 and 100 degree days was kicking my back.
I really understand
that.
I'm
not going to do it. Because I want to be around a little bit longer than the pester folks. So I can't put on everything.
Go.
So this week I'm going to be working like a fool, but that's okay. It's not going to be as bad.
Right.
God's will allow me. But Adrian,
yeah.
What you got going on with the Epiphany world?
All right. Well, as aforementioned by my diva, Ellen Agla, we are in the Erotic Love Zone every Wednesday evening at 9 p.m. And the topic is always all up in the air, right before the show, it seems. But we have a good time all the time. We really have good poetry and conversation. So y'all come through. All right, gentlemen, back to you.
Right, you heard it. They always leave you in the air, trying to figure out and wonder what they're going, what the show going to be about. I don't know if it's that or if it's just that they're hesitant to let it be known on this platform. But either way, you won't be disappointed if you call in. That much
exactly.
I know. Been there, done that a few times, and I've never ever been disappointed. The dynamic duo. Do that darn thing, and they have a beautiful platform. Y'all call in and check them out. Don't take my word for it. See if I'm pulling your leg or not. Call them. I don't mean call Tyrone. Call into what's it called? The Love Zone?
The Erotic Love Zone.
The Erotic Love Zone. Okay, let me correct
that.
Don't call Tyrone. Call into the Erotic Love Zone. And that lets you know what it's hitting for. But it's a beautiful experience. You won't be disappointed, guaranteed. And I thank you for coming through tonight. I'm thankful for God for delivering you back home safely.
Yeah,
and
thank
I'm
you.
Thankful that you're part of the Epiphany family.
Mm-hmm.
That's what keeps us who we are.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to send it to the Love Lounge. This is the Love Lounge. I think I'm on your show now.
The Love
Lounge.
Okay, right. Yeah.
We just got some grape juice over there. You know, we don't have the champagne and with Van with the imported stuff and all. You know, our budget's not that great. We got some grape juice. Welch's.
There you go.
Okay, so we got the top of the line. We got some Welch's.
That'll work. God bless
you
both.
For the champagne, they have to tune in this Saturday to Let's Talk About It.
Where's it being recorded from this week, man?
I haven't gotten the invoice yet. I told them to surprise me, so I'll know when you know.
Because I'm telling you, they're taking us around the world one sip at a time. And I'm loving the journey. what was it, Iceland you had it from? One of them cold, it was the last show, the show before that. You had it from somewhere, one of those cold regions.
Yeah, it was from Iceland.
Iceland, okay. Iceland. I wait a minute. Did they do wine there? But it was a very good vintage, very good vintage. So, I'm enjoying this trip around the world with you guys, man. Okay. Adrian, one more call I want to get in there. Because we're
all
in the
overtime
hour, so everybody that made it this far, we made it past the shutoff point. And we're going to bring this next brother in,
And I think he may even try to talk Van into doing a freestyle, but shh, can't say nothing to Trent. Don't let Van know I'm trying to throw him under the bus with that. One love, one mic. Right, God bless you.
God bless you.
Oh, wait, you heard that, Van? I thought I had your phone muted. Oops. Ruh-roh.
Yeah, I heard you.
So, I'm going to go to this next caller and the last caller and go see what the go-go guy wants to talk about tonight.
Mr. Brother. You know,
on,
I just want to let you know that you all are so the best freestylers ever, and I would stand in court and say that. I mean, you are the – I don't know what to say. I mean, okay. I can see the anointing of freestyle. I think the spirit be touching y'all with the freestyle, you know. Y'all be freestyling. You must got the Holy Ghost of freestyling, you know. Yeah.
A Van.
I mean.
Van, do you
want
to respond to that or do you want me to?
You can go
ahead.
You know, the Holy Ghost will touch you with the freestyle.
Gee, thanks, man. But, you know, one thing I do know about God and the Holy Ghost, that when he has something for somebody, he let them all know. And he ain't told me about that unction of freestyling just yet. I'm not saying that he won't, but I ain't got that one just yet. So you might be seeing into the future, my brother. It ain't going to be
you know
tonight.
Or I could speak like a prophet, man, like a prophet, and say that the anointing is on the phone, freestyle by the touch, everybody freestyling. You know, I got Poet Meadows. He's on vicious like freestyle. I got the divine inspiration. You know, divine inspiration. You're supposed to be freestyling. That's inspiration. Inspiration's in your name.
Hey, man, he good,
he
ain't
he? Yeah.
He putting it on thick.
I would give it to him. He good.
Yeah, I mean, you know. Hey. You know, what it do? I'm like my big brother, big brother, for real, the poet. What it do?
Well, that's the question I have for you. What it do?
Wait a minute. You see how you got there? I say, what it do? You say, there's a question for you. Oh, okay. I see right there. I already see it.
That was my freestyle for you.
Yeah. Okay. So you rhymed with me. You know what I mean? You came back like, I felt that spirit. You came back like with the rhyme, a spiritual rhyme. But I see that. You know, okay, explosive.
And with that, then I pass the baton to you, and then you're supposed to pick up on that freestyle thing and run with it.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to call this Blessed by the Best.
Blessed by the Best.
I'm speaking off my chest. The world's like at rest, and everything that in the life that I have to take a test. See, I'm about to invest my whole life. I'm about to give my life, praising God. Even though when life it seems so hard, the days and it's like that, I got to take charge. When I feel it's anointing, when it's pouring out, the mental stress, love is about to address. You see, this is the world of all its emptiness. I know, because my love is like with the motive, and I'm speaking on God to have the explosive. This is the right. Blessed by the best, speaking of my chest. And if you have more to invest of the procedure, you will be a believer and be a receiver of his blessings. That things may look kind of hard, but you got to open your eyes. Open your eyes when you open your mind, your third eye is there, so you can see and understand after you understand that the high command of God is flowing within you. We give you a place to go ahead and preach and teach and reach. It's obvious. that God never breaks his promises. It's a day in the Testament. There's no negligence and more investments, and everything is not irrelevant. You are more of his high intelligence. Let the words be prophesied. Let his words never be evaporized. Be there in the Holy Ghost, and love is like the most. And when I'm reaching to his word, I want to reach to be kind of close. I know what I'm not, perfect, but I'm not a short circuit. See, I'm reaching to put in the plug, and my God is my only drug, and everything that I dream of, he is the blessed. When I say with words that come my way, I feel blessed by the best. It's automatic, charismatic, the local entity gets in the morning, puffing drive.
See, I know that's right.
Nobody can do it like
I
you
know
do.
That's right.
No, you have to sublime. We gonna have church. We gonna have church. Can the congregation say amen? Can
we
the good
amen.
Lord say amen? I wanna say
amen.
Right now. I wanna say right now. We got two freestylers. Y'all gonna feel the anointing. We gonna freestyle up and down in the crowd. When I hear you, I want to hear your voice. I want you to make that choice. Divine inspiration. Change the situation all up in the administration. Poetic meadow. What can you do? With a point of view, do you have a clue? I know you have a clue because that's what you do. We're going to praise them in the freestyle. Can you freestyle? I want you to say amen. Amen. Right now. Yes.
See, you got it all under control, good brother. You don't need us. Ain't that right, Paul?
All right.
Oh, my you know what? When they start playing the organ, right? People start dancing. Start dun 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 dun. Dun, 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 dun. Then y'all start freestyling. When people start dancing in church, y'all start freestyling. Dun, 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 dun. Y'all pre-dancing and freestyling. Y'all can do it both. I'm like, I'm impressed. You dancing in church and freestyling? Oh, I didn't know you had it in you.
Mm-hmm.
Impressed.
Man, I tell you, he good, ain't he?
He real good.
he's something. I say he's something. I'll put it that way. He's something.
No, maybe stop playing the organ.
I appreciate you for coming through.
All right.
I appreciate you coming through and telling us how you is blessed by the best, because I can't think of no other to bless you. And I'm sure he's
right.
Smiling down upon you to know that you recognize that as well.
God
is always pleased when we recognize him. I'm almost afraid to ask what it is. But what is it?
Oh, well, you know, the Lord said to me right now, I want to say something. I'm still writing my book, Formula 91382. If I gave you $10, right, and I said, break down remembering 10 ways, could you do it? Right now. $10 in your hand.
If you were going to give me $10,
you
got to
break
it down
10 ways. Remember, 10 ways. Break it down. An increment. Make it an increment by using an instrument. Can you do it?
Man.
I'm sure I could. Okay. See, that's what I'm talking about.
$10 kind of cheap.
Oh. Well, you know, you freestyling, so I expect that, though. You know, you're a freestyler. But you know what?
No,
I've been blessed by the anointing with you all. The anointing of freestyle. I'm about to fall.
In
the spirit.
I appreciate you putting that out there, but it's not nothing to do with freestyle. It has everything to do with mass, my brother. I do it very well.
Go ahead, man. See, that's why I put that one on you, man. Go ahead. Get them.
Go ahead.
Yeah,
I just
do math really well.
All right, can you freeze? I want you to freeze up, please.
Yeah, you're not going to get
that. I'm calling you out in the congregation. Reverend, Reverend Shepherd, Reverend Automatic Charismatic is calling you out in the congregation. After you had put your tithes and offerings. Now, so it's about more than tithes and offerings. Now you got to show your freestyle.
Yeah, I don't do that.
Automatic. You know what? You're gonna make me go there. Now you're gonna make me do a freestyle for you.
All right, now
you're gonna make
me
do a freestyle. You know,
go ahead.
Freestyle is something that's not for everybody to do. But there are those that can. And then there are some of us that when we freestyle, it ends up in a bam. Bam. Got them. I know this ain't the show where they be banging on people, but I had to get them. I had to get them. I'm sorry, man. Please forgive me. Please.
Well,
forgive
Mr. Automatic Charismatic, you got your freestyle. You got your freestyle. It came with a bang, 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 bang. That's a correct word. Correct word. Bang,
and
bang, bang.
You should be honored, Automatic, that you were the one and only person ever to get bang, bang, bang on the Inspiration Factory. But you got to love that brother. He gets me going. God bless you, my brother. One love, one mic to you. But I had to get I just had to do it. I had to. Wow. This has been a phenomenal show tonight, man. They came through with some powerful pieces. Transparency, vulnerability, the way that they just open themselves, expose themselves through their pen and their words has just been phenomenal. I'm overwhelmed as well as honored that I got to be a part of that. Chew, if you would be so kind, sir, to let them know that it's just not Sunday nights that you can be touched with the Epiphany lineup by giving them the lineup for the week, if you would be so kind.
Absolutely, it'd be my pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, join Epiphany Radio tomorrow night for King and Queen's Quarters with Queen Simmons and King Atterbury. Tuesday night, y'all, is going to be Fly Speak with your host, Mojave. Wednesday night, y'all, the Erotic Lover Zone with Miss VIP and La Perla Negra. Thursday night is the Get Down with J. Rob, the wise son, and yours truly, Poetic. Friday night, y'all, is Renaissance Poetry with your hosts, Keith, Eric, Kimbrella, Renee, and Trisha Stansberry. And then Saturday night, y'all, is going to be Let's Talk About It, where we do date night differently with yours truly, Poetic. And we'll be right back here next Sunday for another edition of the Inspiration Factory with your host, Divine Inspiration, Paul Sampson, yours truly, Poetic. That will be at 8 o'clock because it's Youth Sunday. So make sure y'all tune in. Paul, back to you.
Well, thank you for that, man, especially catching that time change for that particular segment. Thank you so much for that. Ladies and gentlemen, I usually throw Van under the bus. No, I never do that, do I, Van? Oh, it is Sunday, and this is the Inspiration Factory, so we have to tell the truth. Okay, so occasionally I throw Van under the bus, and I get him to do a public service announcement. I get him to do the Epiphany rundown. I throw him under the bus to start the poem first, and he does so eloquently. That's why I rely upon him to do these things. But tonight I'm going to be better, and I'm going to let you guys know that if you're just a little curious about the God that you hear us talking about this Jesus that you hear us talking about, that we revere so greatly, that we try to incorporate in every aspect of our lives, that we lay our lives down for, all you have to do is reach out to Van Meadows or myself, or I'm pretty sure maybe 90% of the Epiphany family, for that matter. And they would be sure to point you in the right direction. If you see and recognize the way the world is going these days, you know that what the Bible prophesied about the end times is what we're in the midst of. We no longer have the luxury of waiting until tomorrow, because your soul may be required tonight. So I would advise you to at least investigate Jesus. I would advise you to reach out to someone who is familiar with Jesus, to let them explain to you what Jesus, who Jesus is, what it is that he offers for you. Ben and I will be more than happy at any time to go through this with you from our knowledge. And if it's something we don't know, we'll get back to you. We'll find out the truth and get back to you. But please, don't let another day go past without you at least learning about Jesus and what he offers for you. And then make your choice. Before I pray us out, Van, do you have any closing remarks?
You know, I said on all of the shows, we appreciate y'all and your time for hanging out with Epiphany Radio. Without you, there is no Epiphany Radio. And you hang out with us for almost 3 hours every night. And we appreciate you, Paul.
We definitely do. So if you guys would join me one more time before the throne. Then I got a song for us after this. But Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for this platform this evening, Lord. We thank you for the opportunity to even be able to approach your throne, Father God, with our requests, with our thoughts, with our desires, with our cares, with our woes, with our pains, with our fears. You're available to us. We thank you for that. Father God, as we leave each other's presence this evening, but never from your presence, we ask that you would go with us, that you would continue to guide us on this upcoming week, Father God, that you would protect us, that you would empower us to be people that you would be proud of, people striving to love, to share your gospel of love, Lord. Father God, I ask that you would continue to watch over the children, as my brother Van mentioned earlier. Father God, we need you in their lives. We need you to raise up men that will turn around to mentor these young children into the way that would be pleasing to you. Father God, I ask that you would just give this nation just a little more time, Father. Don't walk away from this nation. I know there's a lot within this country, Lord, that is not pleasing to you. Allow the prayers of the righteous to give this nation just a little more time for them to get it right, Lord. Father God, we love you. We thank you. And we praise you, Father God. We thank you in advance for all that it is that you're about to do for us, all that it is that you have done for us, and all that it is that you are doing for us. And it's in the mighty name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. Thank you. And we love you. Amen.
Amen.
Oh God, once again, we come into your presence with expectancy in our hearts. God, we know you're going to bless us. So we lift our hands in the sanctuary, and we give you glory and honor and praise.